I'm Amber.
And I'm Becca.
From cranberries
to cows
and everything in between,
this is Forward Farming.
Hey guys.
Welcome.
How are you?
I'm great. Your screen is like having a stroke, but I'm great otherwise.
Perfect. To be fair, I gave you a warning that this might happen.
Yeah. I can hear you just fine. It was just like, I don't know, it was like blinking black and white a little bit, but it's fine.
Fun. That's kind of sums up today, so perfect. What are you up to?
Currently sitting in the car in our new residence, aka the rec park of our small town. That is where we live now. We have, oh my gosh, Sophia's got softball tonight. But like, so we have softball tonight, we have soccer tomorrow night, t-ball Wednesday night. I mean, we might as well just move in at this point.
You are in your you're in your sports mom era?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't realize it would be so much while they're so young. But no, it's fine. Sophia loves softball. I think she really just likes to be around her friends.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. And then Joe, I don't know how he's going to do because he's like a very shy child. And last year we had him on the same t-ball team as Sophia, and he participated like 20% of the time. But now Sophia's playing softball, like not t-ball, so he can't do that. So I'm really hoping that he comes out of his shell and participates this year. Otherwise, well, I guess we only paid like $20, but, yeah, he didn't want to do soccer. So we have soccer starting tomorrow night for Sophia, with Coach Becca at the reins.
I'm so excited for this journey for you. Did you play soccer growing up?
Oh,
so you have no idea what's up with soccer?
I think I played soccer for like a year in maybe second grade. No, I don't know anything about soccer. But long story short, the main person was kind of like, okay, if we don't get people to help, like we can't play. And so I was like, well, I could at least help. Like I'm usually here for the practices anyway. So I wrote back. I'm like, you know, I don't know anything about soccer, but like if a team needs some help, like I'll help with Sophia's team. And I didn't hear anything back, so I was like, oh, maybe they found someone, you know, like, that's cool. No, then the schedule got sent out, and it's like Coach Becca Hilby with her poor soccer players underneath it. I'm like, did you not read the part where I don't know anything about soccer? But honestly, he sent me, like, all the rules and stuff. I don't think it's going to be a problem, especially at this age. Like, I've got kindergartners and first graders, so it's like learning how to kick the ball and like just kind of learning the basics of the game. So I think it's going to be fine. I played field hockey, which is like,
it's the same
totally thing. Not the same thing, but kind of. There's similarities. So it'll be fine. I'm excited though. I have a bunch of like drills to do, and I mean, practice is only an hour long. So like, yeah, I hope that it goes well. And I hope that some parents that are there would like to maybe join in the festivities of helping me, so we'll see if I can con anyone into it.
Did you get a whistle, though?
No, I haven't. I kind of want to, but, like, I don't know if it's a little too much. I don't know if that'd be aggressive for the kids.
Start them young.
I mean, weed do they out, have, like...
Weed out the weaklings at this point. Either they're in it for the win or they're in it to go home. Like, just...
Part of me, this sounds terrible, but part of me hopes that Sophia doesn't love it because we don't have a soccer team here. Like, it's at the rec park, but I think it ends in, like, fifth grade, maybe, or something. But, like, we don't have a high school team or anything like that. So, like, if she were to fall in love with it, she'd have to join, like, a club team and stuff. And my bank account is not ready for that. So, we'll just, yeah, we're going to keep pushing on the softball basketball train.
That's interesting. Maybe Joe will be more of like a individual sports guy. Like maybe he'll be big into golf or tennis or something where he doesn't have to talk to anybody else. That's
I mean, I thought that he would like wrestling, but he wouldn't do that. He's very good at wrestling, though, because he, like, wrestles at home. He just has to, I don't know, work on his confidence and, I don't know. I think he's just so young that hopefully, maybe he's just a late bloomer, you know? He'll be fine.
It'll be fine. It'll be good. This will be a fun summer. So excited to hear next week. When is your first soccer game?
In like 3 weeks. I've got three practices set up once a week, and then the week after that is the game start. But the nice thing is there's four teams in our area, like just at our school. So we're just playing each other. We're not like traveling. Like all the games are here. So that'll be nice. It's not like I'll make a fool out of myself out of the whole, you know, Southwest Wisconsin. It's just our small
the people
town.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that many people though, so it's fine. Perks of being a migrant, I guess.
We just started swim lessons a couple weeks ago.
How's it going?
Good. There's like 20 other kids, which I was kind of surprised how many kids are allowed in one instructor. So it's not really
one
like
instructor for 20 kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's not really like a class for the kids. It's more for the parents to teach the kids.
Oh, kind okay. Of a thing. You're
so
there.
It's just
okay.
Like, yeah, it's just like a real basic teach them how to get to the wall and how to climb out and then like how to hold their breath underwater and like get comfortable in the water, basically. So I think we're on like our fourth week this week. And it's interesting. It's interesting.
Does he laugh? Does he like it?
For like the amount of time that we're in there is like the perfect amount of time. If we were in there for like 5 minutes more, I think he would lose his mind a little bit. But it's good. I mean, we're trying to get him to float on his belly and like we hold him up under his belly and then you try to like move his hips to get him to kick a little bit. And so we were doing that. And then all of a sudden he's like, I just want to relax. So he puts his like head in his hands and just chills there floating in the water and expects us to kick his feet for him. Like, you lazy little potato, just move your feet.
That's funny.
But yeah, it's fun. And then we stop for Culver's on the way home every day. That's how we bribe him to take a shower. Before we get him dressed, and like if you get a shower, then you get ice cream afterwards, and works like a charm. It does. And there's a car dealership right next to Culver's, and then I get Culver's, and we get to drive around and look at cars. Like win-win. It's a great evening for everybody.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Sophia really wants to do swimming lessons. Around here, though, they only have them in the mornings. Like, so, oh, I'm sorry, you have a job? No, you can't participate in swimming lessons. It's just, it's very weird. Like, the latest they have it is at like 11 o'clock in the morning. And then Platteville, which is not super far from us, has lessons, too. But they just, apparently the community pool, they're not even opening it this year because it has too many damages. Like,
oh,
the whole thing is weird because it sounds like they've known about this for like a long time, but didn't take the time to fix it. And now it's too late to fix it. So they have to like, I don't know what they're doing, but like, so they just, I think they moved all their swim lessons like to the college, but yeah, there's nothing like close and easy around here that they could do. So, we just work with them the best that we can on our own, but I think that's awesome. And I remember when you said that you signed Porter up, just for the fact of, like, you guys are around water a lot. Like, something you don't really think about, but, like, that's going to be huge for him, so.
Yeah, I'm mostly worried about harvest, obviously, with how high the water is and how quick we move the water. So that's kind of why, just to feel a little bit more comfortable that he knows what to do if he does fall in the water or whatever. It's not like one of those classes where it's like the life training, which I wish we had around here, where they like throw the kids in and watch them. You know what I'm talking about.
I know.
It stresses me out.
I know. I know that I'm sure it is great and it saves so many lives, but I absolutely hate seeing that happen. Like, they just toss a baby in and like, oh, well, hope you can figure your shit out.
We'll give you approximately 12 seconds underwater before we come rescue you. Hope you can figure it out.
0.1 seconds. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. My cousin, she lives down in Texas, and her husband's family has like this swim, like this kind of life-saving swim class. And her daughter is right around Porter's age. So she'll be 3 this summer. And she just graduated by like their graduating thing is getting thrown into the pool with their street clothes on and shoes. So trying to like figure out how to swim and like get yourself up in tennis shoes, like heavy clothes. That's nuts. Like my child an almost 3-year-old, like Porter won't even, he just sits with his head in his hands and she's out here like swimming laps. It's nuts. But wow. I mean, I think they have a pool at their house too. So I mean, that's good. But at the same time, I'm just like, dang, you are far more advanced than we are here in Wisconsin.
Yes.
So anyway, I'm jealous of you people that get to have those luxuries.
Luxuries of throwing your children in the water.
I mean, some days, man.
Enough ponds around your place, you could try it yourself, see what happens.
I'm pretty sure that's how I learned to swim, was just being thrown in and, okay, hope you figure it out.
I mean, like, no wetter wings. That's one way.
I mean, you gotta do it. Anyway, you guys had a fun adventure this last weekend as a family.
Oh, we did.
With your chickens. How'd that whole experience go? Did you know what you were doing, or was it just kind of like a, well, I think I can figure it out, let's see what happens kind of thing?
Yeah, a little bit of both, I think. So, we've been talking about getting meat birds for a few years, but it always sounded like a lot of work, and we were just like, I don't know if we really want to do it. I don't really know what made us pull the trigger. I do know it. So, like, a few months ago, or this spring, I had done the reel with Farm and Fleet, and so we had a gift card from there, and we were there, and there were meat birds, and Joey's like, well, here's a crazy idea. Like, what if we use your gift card to, like, go towards purchasing a plucker? Because they're not cheap. And I was like, that's a great idea. Like, of course. So, we ended up getting 20 meat birds. And they were 8 weeks old this weekend. So it was time to butcher them.
Eight weeks old?
Yeah. Most people butcher between 6 and 8 weeks.
Wow. I thought it was like a year, like a year long investment, but it's that fast. No.
Yeah, meat birds, they are built to grow really fast. If we could have done it earlier, but we were pretty happy with the weights that we got, so I think we'll just kind of keep doing it at 8 weeks. We did jumbo Cornish crosses, which I think are a mix between a Cornish and a rock, maybe? Don't quote me on that. Anyways, that was a breed that we did. And so, like I said, we watched a lot of YouTube videos to get started and, just did like a lot of reading online. Oh, hello, Winnie. Oh, little whiskers.
Have you seen her?
She looks fantastic.
She does.
The naked fupa is what gets me the most. That poor thing.
Don't discriminate her.
I'm just saying.
She does have low belly.
Yeah, she does.
Anyway.
My parents' cat has that too. It like touches the ground, I swear. So the process itself was really awesome. I guess a little shameless plug if anyone wants to watch. We put a YouTube video out about the whole thing. On our YouTube, Hillby Family Farm. We started, Joey and I were kind of just planning on doing it by ourselves because, we just didn't really have any help. My parents had been down the weekend before, but they weren't quite ready. And then they were camping last weekend when we were doing it. So we had his grandma come over, just because she like grew up doing it. So she was there for moral support. And then, the day before, my mom was like, oh, we're camping in Cassville. And I'm like, Kessel's like literally an hour away from our house. So I was kind of joking. I'm like, well, if you want to come like do meet birds, we'll be here. So yeah, they decided to come, which was really helpful actually, because the whole day, like, it just, everything happened in one day. Like, hay had to be made. It was just one of those days. So we started the process at like 9. I think we started butchering at 9. And yeah, it went pretty good. The first one, we scalded a little bit too long. So it, like, some of the skin just came off. But we cooked him up, and he tasted great. So he was just ugly. We called him Ugly Bird. But yeah, we did 17 birds in a few hours. And now we've got a freezer full of chicken, which is going to be awesome. I haven't even advertised it yet because I kind of wanted to make sure that, like, one, we got them done and, like, we were comfortable about doing it. And then I also kind of want to eat a couple of them and, like, make sure, you know, that the quality is good and stuff. So,
yeah, quality control.
Yeah. So we smoked the one and it was fantastic. So, yeah, we'll probably just kind of keep trying new things out and then start selling them. But, then on Sunday, I went grocery shopping with Sophia, and Joey went to Farm and Fleet, and he was like, they got meat birds. How many do you want? I was like, I don't know. So, yeah, he came home with 40 more. So,
40?
In 8 weeks, if anyone wants to come hang out, let me know.
So, do you have to raise a meat bird any differently than your regular chickens? Do you have to feed them differently? Can you keep them together? What's that situation like?
We raise them separately. As far as, like, as babies, they're kind of the same. We feed them a chick starter and water, stuff like that. Heat lamp. That's all kind of the same. Once they're done with the chick starter, though, we pretty quickly turn them over to, like, a meat bird food rather than a lane bird. I think essentially the biggest difference is the amount of protein in it. Like, our meat bird is, I want to say, like 21% protein, whereas lane hens, it's typically around a 16% protein feed. So that's the biggest difference. And then ours are technically pastured. We've got a chicken tractor that Joey made. So eventually we want to get it into our pasture. Right now, I guess they're yard birds because we just move it around the yard. But yeah, eventually it's going to go in the pasture so we can actually call them pasture raised. But so then essentially they're in the tractor, and every day or every other day, depending on how many birds you have in the tractor, you just move it to a new section of grass. That kind of allows them to obviously get, like, the benefits of being outside and, like, having grass and stuff like that. And then also, you're not wasting money on, like, bedding and stuff like that, 'cause they're always just on clean ground.
40 chickens. That's a lot of chickens. So how many do you have total, including your laying birds?
Honestly, I don't know how many laying birds we have. I bought 20 laying hens this spring. So, like, we've got those chicks, and then we probably have 30 or 40 running around. But ever since the greenhouse chicken run that we had, like, flew away, they're all free range. So, like, I honestly, they're everywhere at this point. So that's what we're up to.
I mean, on the plus side, aren't the cicadas supposed to have a big hatch this summer? Don't chickens love cicadas?
I would imagine they would. I think you're right. I literally just saw a reel, and these two guys, like, remade this rap about cicadas. Have you seen it?
No.
I can't even think of what the rap that they made. It was really funny, though. They had cicadas all over them, and man, if I find it, I'll share it to the podcast page. I'll probably never see it again, but
I saw they did a skit on SNL over the weekend about it on, like, the Weekend Update. That's how I found out that the cicadas were hatching this year is from that. So
Oh, they're so loud and so ugly.
They fly in your face all the time. They just know to go towards your face.
Like June bugs. Those have been out. And they just like, they're like, ooh, a head of hair. I must go. I mean, that looks honestly. Like
a perfect place to land. I mean, they probably like the smell of your shampoo. Maybe you should get more disgusting smelling shampoo.
It doesn't even smell like it. It's like.
Maybe you could get like a citronella shampoo.
There you go.
You have that oil for your candles, right?
Yeah, I'll just douse myself in it. It'll be fine.
Make a perfume.
I'll just carry a candle around with me at all times.
That sounds convenient.
We went to down in the pasture to swim last night, and the bugs were starting to come out. I was like, man, I should have brought one of my candles with me. And Joey just looked at me like, you fucking weirdo. There's there's insect spray for a reason. So.
Yeah, but that has like DEET.
Mine doesn't. It's like all natural.
You have the hippy dippy stuff. you have the stuff that's actually good for your kids and not the bugs.
I have a new kind that I'm going to try for Melaleuca this year. So we'll see if it actually works. But we normally get like the, what is that? Bugs Be Gone, or it's natural, but.
Yeah.
I think it works, but you have to like spray yourself every 2 seconds. It seems like. I love me some good old DEET. Don't get me wrong.
I do too. Get rid of the ticks and the mosquitoes. Yes, yes, yes.
We, knock on wood, don't get a lot of mosquitoes by us. I don't know if it's the chickens or I don't know if it's just our environment. Like, we just don't have a lot, so it's not bad. But like when those little no-see-em, like black dot bugs come out, oh, I would shower in DEET if it kept those away. Oh, I hate those.
Okay, changing gears. What are some things, we'll wrap it up pretty soon. What are some things that you have been enjoying this spring? Anything new?
I've been enjoying, I don't know, this spring has been weird because it's just been weird. I haven't enjoyed actually our time at the rec park, which is like, sometimes I'm like, oh, there's so many things that we could be doing. And like, by the time we get home, sometimes it's late, yada, yada. But normally tonight I left the boys at home just because I knew we were recording, but normally I bring the boys with me. And so like, they just hang out and play, and like, there's like a little path that you can walk like through the woods. So we do have fun when we're here. Like the boys have fun running around and stuff like that. So it's enjoyable to be here. I think I'm also enjoying, not feeling like death anymore from that withdrawal period that I went through. That was a good week of my life that I'll never get back. It was fine. I knew I was gonna have to go through it. It was way worse than I thought it would be, but I'm glad I shared, because
there's a lot of good response from that.
Yeah, like, so thank you to everyone that reached out. It's, I don't know, it's just one of those things that's like, it's like weird to talk about because you don't want people to think that like you have something wrong with you or something, you know, like it's just, but people need to talk about it because you shouldn't be like suffering in silence if you're going through a tough time. And if taking a pill to get you through that tough time or to get you through life and give you like a better quality of life, 100% worth it. So, yeah. What about you? What have you been enjoying?
After dinner, we've been going for little, I call them safari rides around the marsh. So Dan drives around and checks the marsh, and I bring my camera, and Dan's looking at like the crop, and I'm looking for birds. Take pictures of, come here, I want to take pictures of you.
So you're a bird watching era.
I am. It's kind of embarrassing, but it's kind of fun at the same time, because last night we found an owl, and I thought like that was just the coolest thing ever.
That was amazing. How close were you actually to it?
Well, it makes me mad because like this is. Been trying to get better with my camera, and the best pictures that have ever been taken on that camera are from Dan. Like he doesn't care. He's just like deek deek deek, and like the best pictures are from Dan. We were probably, I don't know, we were in the middle of the road and it was just like maybe 30 to 50 feet in. He was pretty close. So we went down the road. We went to go check another property and we were up there for like 15, 20 minutes. Then when we came back, we found him again on a different tree too. So it was cute. I'm glad that he stuck around.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was very strange when Dan was taking pictures of it the first time. We were both watching the owl and then all of a sudden it just like poof, it was gone. It was like we were both watching it. We have no idea where it went or like how it disappeared.
He really is from Hogwarts.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. So it's magical. Other than that, do you know what's really fun? Kinetic sand.
Yeah. It is. It's so cool. Like
it is.
I still don't understand how it works.
Don't either. We have a sandbox in our backyard. So I thought this would be fun to play with outside of the sandbox, like on rainy days and stuff, but it eventually got brought outside and then mixed with regular sand. So there goes our starter kit. But it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah. I haven't bought any in a while, but it's like one of those things that the kids will play with it nonstop, but then it slowly starts making it to places that it shouldn't be. And then eventually it just all gets vacuumed up. And then I don't buy it for a while until the kids are like really bored and I need something. And then I buy more.
That's what I thought too. I just found a babysitter for this summer, for Porter for like half days, maybe once or twice a week. I was like, it's going to be raining and storming her first day here. So I'm going to stock up on this stuff just so she comes back because I don't know what else they're going to do for 4 hours inside all day long. So that's my plan.
Yeah.
And it's fun. It's fun for everybody.
It really is. It's cool. Like, it's just, I don't even know how to describe it.
My dad played with it. And, like, my dad doesn't play with toys, and he's like, oh, my God, this is disgusting, but I love it. Like, I know.
Yeah, it's a nice sensory item.
It is. It clumps and then it disintegrates. It's crazy.
Have you been listening to any good podcasts lately? Besides ours, of course.
You know, I haven't. I have not. I haven't been in the car long enough to listen to anything. But I do listen to audiobooks.
Okay.
I kind of switch from podcast to audiobooks just because, like, the podcasts I like are more of, like, a storytelling. It's like, you know, why don't I just listen to actual stories?
Yeah.
So, sorry. If anybody has any good podcast recommendations for me. I'm getting out of true crime because my anxiety was getting out of control. And so I didn't need to add any more extra anxiety to my life. So I stopped listening to true crime. So if you have any that are like, I don't want motivational stuff. I don't want like happy feel good stuff. I like funny stuff. I like, Smartless. Is that the one with Jason Bateman and, Will Arnett and the guy from, do you know what I'm talking about? It's like a celebrity one and they just like bring on celebrity guests. And I listened to one with Steve Carell and it was pretty funny. So, long story short, no, I don't listen to any podcasts. Have you?
That's funny. Like, we have the opposite taste in podcasts, and I've always known it, but it's fine. I recently kind of started, well, when I decided I was going to, long story short, when I decided I was going to go off my Lexapro, I started, like, trying to find, like, anything I could just to, like, hear other people's journeys with it, just to kind of, like, try to know what to expect. And I came across the Liz Moody podcast, and I've actually gone back now and listened to quite a few of hers. She, like, I don't even know how to describe what her podcast is, if it's, like, kind of like a woman's health podcast. I don't even know, but she has really good guests on, and she does a really good job of just, like, in the podcast title, it's like exactly what it's about. So it's like I don't listen to all of her stuff because like some of it is just irrelevant to me, But yeah, I've been listening to that a lot. That's probably the only, like, new one I found. I listened to Kate Hudson and her brother. Is his name Oliver?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they have a podcast. I don't know how I came upon it, but I listened to that. It was pretty funny. I didn't realize they were related. I really liked him in Suits.
Yeah.
Like, he's just a really good actor overall. But yeah, I was listening to that. But those are really, that's all I got.
I was going to say, he's not the guy that's in Yellowstone, is he? Have you ever watched Yellowstone?
I haven't, no, so I don't know.
Okay. I don't think he is. I think it's a different, like, Weasley-looking guy. I also, when I was going through, like, my hormone journey last year, I started listening to The Blonde Files.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
It is. It's a good one. If you want to, like, get to learn about, like, women's health and stuff, I really enjoyed listening to her.
Yeah. Other than that, I still love the Rachel Hollis podcast. Like, there's just something about listening to her talk. She could be talking about, like, a rock, and I'd probably be like, oh my god.
That's I need just to find a rink.
Yeah. She's just got that personality, but yeah, that's what I've kind of been listening to lately. Nothing else too exciting.
Okay, one more. How were your blueberry chips from Quick Trip?
I did not know how I was going to feel about them. I was like, first off, seeing the teaser of them online where they looked moldy, I was like, what is this, Quick Trip? Like, pull it together.
I thought for sure it was going to be blue cheese.
I kind of did too. And then when I got the package in the mail, and I saw it was blueberry dunker, I was like, oh, thank God. Like, I don't like blue cheese. I would not have wanted to even try them. I'd probably give them, like, a 7 out of 10. They taste like a blueberry dunker and, like, a potato chip all wrapped up in one. Like, they're good. I think if they had, like, a little bit more salt, like, they were sweet, but not a lot of salt on them, I think that would have given them a 10. But would I buy them again? Probably not, just because we don't really eat a whole lot of chips. Like, the kids eat potato chips, but they weren't fans of the blueberry dunker ones, so.
Interesting.
Which was surprising to me, but I think, like, they didn't even want to try them because they thought they looked gross. So I think that happened, and then they, like, each took a bite, and Sophia was like, I don't like it, and then, of course, Joe and Jack were like, I don't like it, and I'm like, well, whatever, more for me.
You guys are not making good content when you're saying you don't like it.
Real talk, I was filming them while they were trying it, because I was like, oh, this will be so cute to put online, and then they were like, I don't like it. I'm like, all right, never mind.
Can you just pretend real quick?
Right. I did see that Morgan the Midwest lady made, like, a cream cheese dip for him.
She made a cream cheese dip for her blueberry chips?
Yeah. I don't remember what was all in it, but it sounded, like, delightful. Everything's better with cream cheese.
That's your mom. You need that on a shirt.
Everything's better with cream cheese. Yeah. I haven't been eating as much cream cheese, though, like, on my little health journey here, because it doesn't have great macros.
It doesn't.
Everything in moderation, though.
Right. I, the cranberry episode of Top Chef came out last week, which was exciting, and it was just, like, a quick fire episode in the beginning. So they introduced what the, like, main ingredient was, and then the chefs had to build a recipe around the main ingredient. So one person made a cranberry soup. It was a cold soup. It was a borscht, which is, like, a beet-based soup. I was like, that's interesting. I do not like beets, but I do like cold soups. So I went on Pinterest and I was, like, Googling cranberry soup recipes, and I found one that I'm going to make this week, I think, and it Sounds pretty good. It's just like a can of cranberry sauce, mascarpone cheese, and like whipping cream, I think. So it's like a smoothie, basically, but in a soup. Just a liquidier smoothie.
What gives it the liquid?
I don't remember. I think the cream.
Oh. Okay.
I think it's just like a really creamy soup with cranberry sauce in it. I don't know. It sounds interesting. And then there's like orange zest in there too. Maybe a little bit of orange juice. I'll report back to you, but I'm intrigued.
So I don't think I've ever had like cold soup before, but
it's delicious.
All the ingredients sound delightful.
I thought so. I'll report back. I kind of hope it fails because I'm just due for a really good fail video one of these days.
So good luck. I hope you fail.
Thank you. Thank you. I need that.
All right. Practice is wrapping up. Anything else you need to get off your chest this week?
You know, I would really appreciate if somebody would leave us a review. We haven't had one for a long time. And we love seeing them. And we hope you guys are still listening out there. We got a ton of really great feedback from Becca's latest episode. So thank you for all of that. It was really cool to read all those messages. So if you guys want to like leave us a review too, that would be really helpful.
We
know you're out there. Don't be shy. You can leave it anonymously if you want. Like we won't come after you unless you leave us a 1 or 2 star review, then you're going to get called out. And if you want to get called out, that's fine. We need a good rant episode. But yeah, we would appreciate a little review. It helps us in the ratings too, to get seen by more people, and we can share our story with more friends out there. I don't know why anyone wouldn't want to listen to us. I think we're quite delightful.
Most days, yeah.
It depends. Day. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. If you're not following us already, you can find us over on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We've been pretty good about that. Over at Forward Farming Podcast. Becca is over at Becca Hilby. I'll even tag Becca. I'll even give you a shout out. I'll put your YouTube down below. So if you guys want to watch the chicken plucking.
Oh, thank you.
I'll link that below too. And then I'm over at Cranberry Chats. And we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.